to close your outer eyes, relax your body, and just breathe. Take a deep, healing, cleansing breath. Hold it for a few seconds, and then just gently release. And as you continue breathing in, breathing out, know that every breath is holy, every breath is divine. Every breath centers you more fully in the truth of your being. Myrtle Fillmore, our co-founder, never accepted the idea that God was a punitive supreme being separate from humankind. She wrote, "We know that God is the only real power in the universe, and in him there is no evil. God is good. God is love. God is peace. God is life. God is unfailing and abundant substance, bountifully able to fulfill every need of his children. God is the only reality of us. All else is a shadow." All else is a shadow. I invite us all, right here, right now, to begin to release the shadows that might be appearing in our lives. Myrtle wrote, "You must refuse to open the door of your mind to any anxious, negative thoughts. You cannot let those thieves and robbers of your heart and mind to remain." So if there is any area in your life where you seem to be experiencing anything less than wholeness, I invite you to let it go now. Release those thoughts of illness, appearances of any diagnosis. Release any ideas of poverty, emotional pain, or headache. These are temporary illusions. They hold no power over you. And in their place, remember, every denial must be filled with an affirmation. So in their place, let's consider what Myrtle writes. When you keep your mind filled with thoughts of praise and thanksgiving, love and faith, you become a magnet so irresistible that every good and soul-satisfying thing comes to you. God is in you, and you are in God, and God mind, which brought you forth and continues to bring forth more and more of your inherent powers, is ever working in and through your life. It is God in the midst of you that heals and frees. It is the Christ within you that gives you love, life, peace, and prosperity. This is your divine inheritance. Accept it now for a few moments in your life and visualize the way it will manifest for a few moments now in the silence. And now, as we come together as a greater church community, we do so in great gratitude for Myrtle Fillmore, who was able to take such deep and complex spiritual truths and translate them to practical everyday living. We also are grateful for all of those in our lives who have guided us, taught us, and loved us. And so it is, and we are grateful for one another and the spiritual support of this community. So we joyfully accept it being, and we say, in the name and through the power of the living, loving Christ presence, thank you, God. Amen. And we'll end our time of prayer and meditation by joyfully and gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.